EOT, Friday the 15th of May, Rabbi Yitzchok Jung, Keren Hashvius, London, on Schmitter.
Again, opportunity to be a shittif in this gewaltige institution, learning, starting the day the Torah, the way for me, Rosh Kovet. I was given one word to speak about, Shmitah. Well, if you think about it, probably one could speak about Shmitah, the whole year of Shmitah, non-stop. The haluchas, the emina, the hashkufa, drush, aguda, whatever. But we have a time limit, and we'll try to take a point standing now in the year of Shmita, the parsha of Shmita, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, and we may say also Erev Shavuos, Yom Tov Kavudas HaTorah. We'll take one thought which might combine and bring everything together. To start with, we don't have to go further than the first pusuk in the parsha this week, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe b'har Sinai le'emor, and comes the mitzvah of Shmita. The Akdoma for the mitzvah of Shemitah, the Torah starts by Har Sinai. Rashi brings already from Chazal. The whole Torah was given Har Sinai. For stuff could do by mitzvah Shemitah, the Torah has to say by Har Sinai. The Torah is already linking up Shemitah to the whole, the klal of the whole Torah. Rashi brings the drash from Chazal. And we'll come back to Timyet Hashem Adar Mahalach. And obviously, there's the famous drusha of Chazal on the end of Kapitel Kuf Gimel in Tehillim, Ol Borchi Nafshi, and David HaMelech finishes off the Kapitel, Borchi Hashem Maluchov Giboirai Koyach Oyser Devuroi Lishmoya Bekoil Devuroi. Well known pusuk, which the Gemara in Shabbos darshens this pusuk as a pusuk of Kabbalah Satoira. And the Gemara says, "Mi gilo levunai roze yidish kinder said by kavula satoira nase venishma." And the Kadosh Baruch Hu asked, "Mi gilo levunai roze lushen shemalach hayashures mishtamshim boy." Such words, nase before nishma, you don't know what you're letting yourself into, and you still say nase. This lushen shemalach hayashures mishtamshim boy, because it says by the malach hayashures in this pusik, oise devuroi. Lishmoya koi devuroi, before oise devuroi, and afterwards lishmoya, the oise before the lishmoya, like nasa venishma. So this was a lushin shemalach hashuris mishtam shemoy, this is the Gemura in Shabbos. On the other hand, we have the famous medrash, which the medrash takes from the same pusik, Baruch Hashem maluchav giboy rekoyach, and the medrash explains that who are these giboy rekoyach? These are the shoyim reshmita, the farmers which give out their field to keep shmita, which is an absolute Mesiris Nefesh, which one cannot imagine in our eyes, which Mesiris Nefesh, what Mesiris Nefesh this is, for someone to come and close his business for a whole year. If I were to tell you, that's it, no going to the office from today till a year's time, no work, nothing is done, or even more so, I'll say, yes, you can go into your office. Don't look, don't reply to any faxes, don't reply to any emails, don't reply to any orders, don't reply to anything. How will a person be able to stand such an assault? And these farmers close off the fields for a year. This is a source of income, which a farmer, everyone knows what a farmer means. He gets up 5 o'clock in the morning and 6:30 he's already in his field. And he works there till sunset. He's mamish makusha to his field, and the Torah tells him, close the whole thing, tie up your tractor, and let go and stand and watch your emails, watch your facts, look at everything going rotten, and nothing doing. Indusidus, dus is a giboyer koyach, like the Medrash called them. And as we mentioned, the Torah, the Medrash learns it from the same posuk which we saw, the Nas of Inishma, is Merumas in that posuk, Lishmoya, Bekoil, Devuroi. And the same posuk, Giboruch Hashem Maluchav Giboy Rekoyach, the Shoyim Reshmita are connected up with the Maluchav, with the Giboy Rekoyach, with the saying of Nasa V'Nishma. So we see already from Torah, and we see already from Dovid HaMelech and Tehillim, there is a connection. But we'll take it together, Mir Tashem, with one thought. And we'll start off with a story, Achzide Shemase, a story with the Baal Shem Tov, and we'll take this on further to other Medrushim. There's a story which is printed with the Baal Shem Tov, that there was in his times, there was one learned philosopher who he studied, Chochmas HaTeva, don't know what else, astronomy, whatever, whatever, and he put together everything, and he came to a conclusion that Kriyas Yam Suf was no Nes. After all what he learned with Chochmas HaTeva, philosophy, astronomy, came to the conclusion that 2,448 years after Bria Shemaim Ve'uretz, it was absolute nature in the Bria that there would be a wind and the Yam would split and it'd stay like that all night. There was absolutely no Nes in the whole story of Kriyas Yam Suf. He was very bothered by it. And he spoke to a lot of people. Anyway, he came to speak to the Baal Shem Tov himself about his outcome. He doesn't understand. I suppose he wanted to make only 6 days Pesach. The story says that the Baal Shem, when he realized that this person was coming to his town, the Baal Shem called the whole tzibur together in the Bris Medrash and said, I want to speak. I want to give a drosh and shir. And the Baal Shem Tov got up and the Baal Shem Tov spoke and he said, Azoi, there are people who have come to such a conclusion and they decided that Kriyas Yam Suf was no Nes. It was plain nature that the Yam split and Azoi, Bnei Yisrael could go through. I would like to ask a question. And Teva, who made the Teva? If not the Kiddush Baruch Hu himself. Where does the whole Bria come from? Who created the whole Teva? All HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. So he says, Faket. Let's think about it and you see how more and more so is the Nes. The Teva was created, the whole Bria was created 2,448 years ago. I'm asking to agree with you, it was the nature, it was supposed to happen that night of Aleph Nissen. 2,448, the Yam was going to split. But when was that planted into the Teva? It was Teva. But who planted it and when was it planted? HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted this into the Teva, B'shas, the Bria, Shemayim, Vuretz, and the Sheishis, and the Bereishis. You come and think of it, so you think it was a Nes that the Ayvisha did then? No, the Nes is much, much bigger. Already when the Ayvisha created the world, so Hashem Yisroch knew exactly which second the Yam has to split that the first Yid should go in. Which second has to fall down that the last Yid should be out on the other side and not one Mitzri should go with him, they should all stay there under the water. Isn't that the biggest Nes on the world? That the Teva was already prepared, Azoi, for the Yiddish Kinder. Exactly, that is a Nes. Of course, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Teva is the biggest Nes when you think about it here and on all other things. The biggest Nes is the Teva, which the Boyle Kalalumim put all these things into the Teva so that Klal Yisrael should carry on existing with Nisim. And Be'emes is Rabbeinu Bechaya, this is the story told as a Ketumah for Rabbeinu Bechaya, is Rabbeinu Bechaya Taka in Parshas B'Shalach. When we're talking about this, the Medrash, which I'm sure most of us know, the Medrash on the Pusik for Yushov, Ayom, if Nois Boike, Le'isunoi, and the water came back after Kriyas Yam Suf, it fell back. And the Medrash says, as the Kodesh Baruch Hu made a Tanai with the waters, by Ma'aseh Bereishis, that they should split for Klal Yisroel. So there's a Medrash, the Medrash says, Azoi, Umar Rebeleizer, Loim Hayam Belvad Hisna Kodesh Baruch Hu, not only with the Yam did the Kodesh Baruch Hu make such a Tanai, Elim Kol Ma'aseh Nivra by Ma'aseh Bereishis, anything which was Bashafen in the Ma'aseh Bereishis is all part of different Tanoim. We'll see it shortly. And brings the pasuk in Yeshaya, Ani Yudai Notu Shemayim Chol Tzuvam Tzvisi. I spread out the heavens and created Chol Tzuvam Shemayim. And when I created all this, so I made the Tanai Tzvisi Esayam. I commanded the Yam Shei Nikkelu Bnei Yisrael should tear itself open for Klal Yisrael. Tzvisi Es Hashemesh Vayireich Sheyamdu Lifnei Yeshua. Everyone knows the Nes of Shua and Gibbon. I commanded the sun and the Levun they should stand. Put before Yeshua, So wie sie Shemayim, wo hat sie commanded the heaven and the earth, she is the kill of Nei Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to speak, as in Hashemayim, everything should be quiet and everyone should hear. So wie sie es all of them are commanded, the lechalkeles Eliyui, they should bring Eliyui his food, wo all of them avim lalechem, abosa, potsuk, and meluchim. So wie sie es all are commanded, the fire, shaloi tazig lechanani, mishul, vazariya, they shouldn't do heine harm to Hanani, mishul, vazariya. So wie sie aroyes, shaloi yezikul, adeniel, so we see as a dog, Shayuki as Yoina should spit out Yoina, and Azoy goes on the Medish. So the Rabbeinu Mechai explains the Medish, all these things means when the Eibishter created on the second day the water, so the water was commanded, yes, you have to flow, this is your tafkid. But when Klal Yisrael want to pass the Yam Tov open up, when the Yiddish Kinder want to go through the yard, and you've got to open up. When a Pinchas Ben Yoyah wants to go, then you also, the Gemara's story, then you also split the yard for a Pinchas Ben Yoyah. And so about when the Eibush created the sun on the fourth day of Sheshes and Eibereshes, so the Eibush told him, yeah, you're supposed to shine, and you've got your way, which you have to travel. Although when Yeshua, what commands needs you to stand put, you'll stand put. He created the fire, the first day of creation. Oh, but when Hanani, Meshul, Vazari go into the Kivshan Asia, you're not going to work. This is all in the Teva of the Bria, which the Eibush gave all the Bria, every part, every element of the Bria, it's Koyach. Oh, but there's Tanuimi. The Tanai is, the Medrash points out these specific stories. Oh, but the Master, the Tanai is that the whole creation of Shemayim Be'uretz has to work under Shoimrei Torah and Mitzvahs, and the solution of the Orach Chaim HaKodesh also Barzu B'Shalach, which the Orach Chaim HaKodesh talking about the same Yam Tov, obviously. He says, this Tanai, that the Yam should split, Hu Bechlal HaTnoim Shehisnu Hashem Al Kol Ma'aseh Bereishis. It's Bechlal Klulistike Tanai Ma'aseh Bereishis, Liyois Kefufim LeTorah V'Amaleu. The Ma'aseh Bereishis have to be nichna to the Torah and to the loim the Torah. The laso is kol ashe yigzru aleihem. When a good lador, when a good betorah will ask, will command something to the teva of the bria, then the teva of the bria will change, because his teva is to work and to adjust himself according to the requirements of the Torah and the loim the Torah. Chaim Kudosh says these words, and the loim da Torah on Moishel on the Bria, just like Aboyle Burchi, like HaKadosh Baruch himself, obviously only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded the Bria so that it has to adjust itself according to the loim da Torah. And as we are talking about Shavuos as well, so we don't have to go very far. Yoim Hashishi, ever knows, so Gemurah, beginning of Avodah Zarah, if I'm not mistaken, Yoim Hashishi, what's the hey? So the Torah says, so the Gemurah says that the Eibishter told the whole Bria, Tanai, there's a Tanai in the Bria, Im Yisroel Mekabla Matoira, Mitev, Vemlav, Ani Machzir, Eschem, Letoi, Vavoy, the Shishi, means Shishi, Besivn, Vov, Sivn, the day of Kabulas Atoira, the whole Bria standing, in a sofik, till we come to the Yoim Hashishi, Yisro Mekabel Matoyer, it's good, Vimlav, and Imachse Echsem, Natoyer, Bevoy. So this Tnai means that Yidden have now become a Shutuf in the whole Bria. They are Moishel in the Bria, Kevyuchel, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this to be the Teva of the Bria, like Kriyas Yam Tov, like all these Nissen that we saw, the Medish brought down. If it's Eliyoi, if it's Elisha, if it's Daniel, if it's Hanan Shul Vazaria, the Bria has to adjust itself. Faket, the Teva is the biggest mess, and part of the Teva is to adjust itself to Klal Yisrael, Shoyim the Torah, Loim the Torah. And we have this in Parshas B'Chikoisai, B'Chikoisai Teleichi, this Mitzvoisai Tishmi, Rasis and Moisam. So the whole Bria serves you in a Sa'ati Gishmeich and Be'itam, it's a Sudiyit and Yevila. The beginning of Parshas B'Chikoisai. Lamasa, this is L'choira on the Klulistik Toira, Loim Deh Toira, L'chachmei HaToira, which the whole Bria, like, you see, G'doyle, Hador, have this Koyach, Tzadik Goyza, L'kid Shvorech, Mekayim, and the Teva HaBriya would change accordingly if that is the roots of the Gedoyli Yisroel. Now let's go back to Mitzvah Shmita. Mitzvah Shmita, we see here something very similar. And in one way, it's even to normal Shomer Shviyas, the Torah says, as we line in this week's Seder, what to your sign is no work down on the field. What will I do? Where will I have panusa? What will I eat? Six year produce will grow and will be enough for 3 years. Who are we talking to? A farmer, a regular lead. And he's Shoymer Schmitter, he does his bit, Zug the Torah. The Bria is going to change for you. The Teva is going to be something different. Your field normally produces so and so much. You'll see in the sixth year, it will produce three times over. And in stories, which there are loads and loads and loads of these stories, you can read every week. New stories, which, okay, Shishis has already been, but in the Shishis we saw all these stories. It was myself in Eretz Yisrael, and we heard plenty of these stories. Dodi was also together. We heard lots of these stories, Mamish, Mavala, Larayan, from the farmers. There was one story of in a vineyard of a farmer who had to cut his produce, the grapes. You bring a mumcha from the winery to taste the grapes and to see if they're ready to make the wine. And he comes along, he tastes the grapes, and yeah, the time has come. You have to. Cut off your produce. Now they have to look at the whole vines and estimates how many grapes do we have here, how many barrels do we have to bring to fill up. So the guy from the vineyard said to from the wine, you think you'll need about 80 barrels, it's barrels or containers, whatever, to fill up all your grapes. Okay, we'll start next Monday, and he brings 80. Okay, let's be on the safe side. He came along with 100 containers to load up his grapes. And, as you can imagine, he didn't finish half his vineyard to harvest half the vineyard, and the containers, all 100 of them were full. Were full. It was an estimate of the 80. Yes, 80 was a normal. That's a normal 5 years. Oh, but in the 6 year, there's no teva. The teva is to adjust yourself according to the Shomer Shviyas. And this is what happened. It grew three times over. I don't know the end, the final figure of how many barrels he needed in the end, but he wasn't halfway and he finished 100 containers. And these stories we hear the whole time, how the Eibishter fears the world. Sometimes it can be in the economy, things go up, prices go up, and even if it grew a normal amount, you can sell it for twice or three times over. Ob vitzivisi esperchusi is seen the whole time. And the Torah is a nitzchias, it's forever, it doesn't change. And here we see that, from one point of view, we spoke about the mitzvah of Torah, but often kluli, the shkabulas of Torah, yidn or mekabel, the whole Torah. So the Eibishter said that the whole Bria has now a new nature. The nature of the creation is to adjust itself according to Shomer the Torah. We see this with Mitzvah Shmita, with one single mitzvah or Mitzvah Shmita. It's not so hard to understand because it's Azam, it's even Snevish, like we mentioned earlier. The Giboyer, Koyach, Oyser, the Vuroi. It's in the same Posuk, Taka, as Nasa, Venishma, of the whole Torah. Because it's Mamish and Mesir, Snevish, like be Mekabel on yourself the whole Torah for a whole year, just to forget about your whole Makar of Panusa. And just as the whole Torah has this Teva now, that the Bria adjust itself to loim the Torah, to chachmei haTorah, then with the schus of this one single mitzvah, we see the same thing. The whole creation adjusts itself from what produces normally this amount, it produces three times over. The Torah promises the bracha comes sometimes this way, sometimes that way, and one sees it the whole time. Obviously, the Chazon Ish speaks about it. Sometimes people aren't ruhi to the Birkas Hashem, and they are therefore not zoicha to see the bracha. But the bracha is always available from the point of view from a Kaddish Baruch who wants to give it. And Chas V'Shulem, I don't want to go into long details. When there were shmitas which were not kept, There's a heavy write-up from the Ritvas, who's the Rav in Tzvas. It's going back more than 100 years. And he's talking about Shmita, when he was the first Lemaase to work on the Shmiras of Shmita in Tof Reish Mem Tes. So we're going back a few years ago, yeah, nearly 130 years. Shulach, so he writes here, they didn't keep Shmita in Tof Reish Mem Tes. And they sowed and they plowed and they worked. So things grew in the field. But the year afterwards, Mr. Schmidt was Tufresh Memches. The year afterwards, in Tufresh Memches, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Arbe Kol Mina. There was a Mamash Makis Arbe, which the Makis Arbe came and ate everything that was planted, that was sown in the year of Shmita. And the same thing happened a Shmita later, Tufresh Nun Zayin. People didn't keep Shmita, and they saw rats, loads of rats, piles and piles of rats came and ate everything up. Nothing was left of the crop which was sown. A year later, they didn't get the message yet. The Shmita later, Tofresh Samach Gimel. This time, it was in a different way. There was Makas Deve. The tzvur itself, the produce itself, wasn't affected. Perhaps, but all the animals, and these farmers have animals, they all suddenly got disease, and the Yidin all became poor. And the same thing, the fourth time, Tofresh Ayin, people worked, and they had produce was already all harvested and loaded and piled up in the fields, and huge fires came, Eish min Hashemayim, Eish came, and burnt all the produce. So the Ritvaz afterwards, he worked very, very hard. He was the first, then in time Yishuv was small, to work on it, that there should be Shoyim Shvius. Al Kolponim, we see from this that the whole Bria is Mamish, adjusted the Teva of the Bria, where do all these rats come from, where does all this Arba come from, where does this fire come from. So you keep Shmitas, with Tzavises, Berchusi, the Bria adjusts and brings the Brocha. And Chas V'Shulam and Faket, we have it in the Psukim and Parshas Bechikois, I've out in the Toichicha, Oz Tirtza, Uretz Shab Soiseu, and like the Mishnah points out in Ovos, one of the reasons for Golus was the e-keeping of Shmita. Well, obviously, the same thing is the stories of Midah Tov and Merubah, there's plenty of stories. We mentioned stories of the Brocha, but how much time we have to go to the Nekuda of stories, not just of the Brocha, but where we see that the whole Bria is adjusted today to look after the Shoyim and Shviyas, the Aibsha looks after his Giboy, the Koyach, Oysu, the Vuroi, and he sends them the Brucha. I don't know how many Shmitas ago this is going, 4 or 5 Shmitas ago, when the Tisur Shmita was kept, and there wasn't any, talking about onions, but the onion is a vegetable which is a necessity. And it was coming up Pesach of Shnasa Shmita, and Pesach were limited what we can eat. And obviously, 5 Shmitas ago, there was less luxuries in the market, Stamazoi. And there was no onions, kosher onions, which came from places where Shmita was kept, which could be eaten. There was no onions on the market, and it was a bit of a tragedy. And the story goes, you see how Hashem Yisvorach, running the whole world, there was a ship which was going from Saudi Arabia to Mitzrayim. Okay, it was traveling in the waters on the outskirts, outside Eretz Yisroel. And by mistake, similar to this, by mistake the ship drove in to the Israeli territories. It was a time when there were all mean issues between the boarding Arabs, so obviously the submarine shot up from all sides and they harbored the ship to port, they brought it to port and they had to inspect the ship and all its goods. They took out all the goods from the ship, they loaded it onto the harbor and they started inspecting. They were worried, they were calling a chevre hidden in between the cargo, and they went through the paperwork and everything showing. In the end, it was a mistake, it was on the way to Mitzrayim, it didn't mean anything. They released them. Who? They released it and loaded everything back on. The or the cargo was inspected, it all went back in, and shoy, focus into it. Afterwards they realized there were just a few containers that was left, it wasn't inspected, and it was left behind on the port. And they opened those now after the ship was long gone, and nothing less than onions of tons and tons, thousands of tons of onions were left there on the port. Had nothing to do with it. They didn't want to really let it into its room because it would bring down the whole market price. But the Shoyim and Shviyas heard about it. They made a bit of a shtadlus, and these onions were given to the Kormiserov, the older Mendelssohn, and it was sorted out that all the Yiddish kinder, Shoyim and Shviyas, could have for Yom Tov plenty of onions. Al Kol Punim, we see how, again, the whole Bria was adjusted, the ship, Bahina, Her, just the Tzavisis, Bechusi, in such a way, HaGadosh Baruch Hu gave it, like we see here in the whole Shmiz, that the Teva of the Bria is Meshubah, there's no Teva. One of the Klulim of the Teva is, you have to adjust yourself to Loim the Torah, to Shoyim the Torah, and to Shoyim the Shvias, no less than the Nas of an Ishma. No less than that is the koyach of the Giboy the koyach who have the Mesiras Nefesh for Shemitah. I can go on with plenty of stories, but I don't want to go into someone else's territory and go over the time. Lemaaseh, why is Mitzvah Shemitah so chushev? In one word, we see, and the Shem Shmuel says, like we mentioned before, it says in Parashas B'chikoisai that if we don't keep Shmita, then one of the oynish for that is Golus, because Mitzvah Shmita is an announcement of Klal Yisroel, which we announce that Eretz Yisroel is not mine, every farmer his field, it doesn't belong to me, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. I am his worker, which I work in his field, but who does Eretz Yisroel belong to? HaGadosh Baruch Hu commands me, Shei Shonim Tizra Sadecho, is so I can work in my field. The seventh year, not. So, that's it. The seventh year is a year of rest. Why? Because HaGadosh Baruch Hu commanded. With that I keep Mitzvah Shmita, so I'm proving that HaGadosh Baruch Hu, he is the boss. To him it belongs the land. Keli Yehoretz HaGadosh Baruch Hu. And so the Shem Shmuel says, the Indian of Shmita, which if one doesn't keep Shmita, the Indian of the Golus, it's not a punishment. This announcement has to be made, Kili Ha'oret. If you didn't make this announcement the right way, so B'dyeved, I've got to show you Kili Ha'oret in an uncomfortable way. But the real way to show Kili Ha'oret is, you show me, you put away all your kelim and all your tools when it comes, Shmita. So Lamasa, the mitzvah of Shmita is the mitzvah, for one side, is a munah, starker munah, any Shem Shvias has this strong munah, this strong Mesiras Nefesh. And he announces the land is Kili Ha'oret from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from the other point of view, the Mesiras Nefesh, so it's all connected to the Baruch Hinafshi Hashem. Lemaaseh, the capital of Baruch Hinafshi shows the whole Bria is thanking and giving Shevach to the Eibishter. And the end of the capital is Baruch Hinafshi Hashem. The end of the capital is like we started with the Pasuk, Baruch Hu Hashem Maluchov Giboy Rekoyach Oysu Dvorayim, this will finish. So we see the end of the capital when Dovid HaMelech makes a cheshbon of the whole Bria, but he sums it up, the last pasuk is that Giboy Rekoyach Oysu Dvorayim. That's what we start with, the whole Bria is adjusted to these Giboy Rekoyach, that means Yidun said Nasa Venishma, and these Giboy Rekoyach, these Shoymer Shvias, like we learned, like we heard the stories, the whole Bria adjusts itself to them, and for us is to take a chelik in the Shoyim Shvias whichever way we can, and to take a chelik in the Emunah that the Shoyim Shvias teach us.